Ever feel like you're just drowning in information overload, mountains of data, reports you gotta read, meetings that feel like they're never gonna end?
Yeah, I think everyone can relate to that these days.
Right. So what if there was a way to like cut through all the noise and get to like the important stuff faster? Well, that's what we're diving into today. This company is using AI to do just that.
We're going to Vancouver to Catalyst Research Group. They're a management consulting firm, and they are all about AI.
And we're not just talking about like some vague future of work stuff, right?
It's
Catalyst is already using it, like baked into everything they do.
Yeah, they're all about making a real-world impact. They call them positive impact projects.
Okay, so positive impact projects, tell me more. What kind of work are we talking about here, and how does AI fit in?
So they use AI to analyze tons of data on social impact programs, things like, reducing poverty or improving
So
education.
they can figure out what actually works and what doesn't.
Exactly. They can find those hidden gems in the data. That's why they're so into AI. They see it as a way to really boost their expertise and help their clients.
Which makes a lot of sense, right? Especially in a field like consulting where you got to stay ahead of the curve. But I imagine there were some challenges, right? It's not like everyone just woke up one day as an AI
Oh
expert.
yeah, for sure.
Great.
One of the big things they emphasize is that it's not just about the technology itself, it's also about the team. They've put together these multidisciplinary teams, data scientists, AI people, and of course the consultants who are the experts in their fields.
So you get all those different perspectives coming together.
Right. And they all work together to, figure out the right problems to solve with AI and make sure that the solutions actually work in the real world.
It's that classic thing, the whole is greater than the sum of its parts. You've got all these brilliant minds working together.
Yeah. And that collaborative approach seems to be a big part of everything they do, not just internally, but with their clients too. They're all about transparency and open communication.
Okay, so they're big on AI, they've got a great team, but how's it actually work? What are they doing with this AI on a day-to-day basis?
Well, get this. They actually built their own AI tools.
Whoa, hold on. They built them themselves.
Yep, from the ground up. They decided that, the off-the-shelf solutions just weren't going to cut it, not for what they needed.
So what kind of tools are we talking about here?
Well, they've got a whole bunch, but there are two that are really interesting. One is called the Transcript Analyzer, and it is seriously cool, especially if you've ever had to sit through, those super long meetings.
Oh, tell me about it. You walk out with pages of notes and you try to remember who said what.
Yeah,
It's impossible.
exactly. But with a Transcript Analyzer, let's say you're trying to remember something specific someone said, like about market trends from a 3-hour meeting, right? The Transcript Analyzer can find that part of the conversation, pull out the quotes, even tell you who said what.
So it's like having like a searchable time-stamped recording of the whole meeting.
You got it. And it's not just about saving time. It helps the consultants at Catalyst focus on the, the really high-level analysis, the strategic thinking that their clients are really looking for.
It's about working smarter, not harder.
Right, exactly.
Okay, so that's the transcript analyzer. What about the other tool?
The other one is called the Survey Analyzer.
Okay, so survey analyzer, what's that all about?
It helps make sense of all that survey data, when you've got tons of responses.
Especially those open-ended questions, right? You know there's good stuff in there, but it takes forever to go through it all.
It's a nightmare. But the Survey Analyzer, it can handle both the multiple choice questions and the open-ended ones.
So it doesn't just summarize everything, does it?
No way. It's way more sophisticated than that. It helps you understand why people said what they said. Like, it can group responses by demographics or, find common themes. It can even point out contradictions.
Wow, so it's really getting at the why, not just the what.
Yeah. And here's the best part. It can link the findings back to the individual answers so you can see exactly what people were thinking.
That's amazing. It really adds a whole other level of depth.
It does. And that depth of understanding is what allows Catalyst to give their clients really insightful and useful advice. It's not just, here's what the data says, is here's what you can actually do with this information.
This is all super interesting, but I gotta ask, what about the security and the ethical stuff? Using AI with all this data, client information and all that, that's gotta be a concern.
Oh, for sure. That's the big question with AI, isn't it? But Catalyst, they've really thought about this. They're all about validation. They have this multi-step process to make sure their AI tools are accurate and reliable.
Okay, so tell me more about this validation. What does it actually look like?
So it's like checks and balances. Remember how we talked about the transcript analyzer, how it breaks tasks down? Well, at every single step, a human comes in and double-checks the AI's work.
So they're not just like, here, AI, go wild with this data, see what you come up with.
No way. There's always a human involved making sure everything's on track.
Which makes sense, especially with all the talk about AI hallucinations these days.
Exactly. You don't want the AI making stuff up. So they're really careful about how they prompt the AI. They give it super clear instructions. And I even heard they put in big warnings, like in all caps, do not make anything up just to be safe.
So, like, setting those boundaries right from the start. But even then, what's stopping the AI from going rogue?
That's where the human reviewer comes in, right? They know the data, they get the context, so they can tell if the AI starts going off on a tangent.
Yeah.
It's all about using the best of both worlds, human and artificial intelligence.
So it's like the AI does all the heavy lifting with the data, but then you need that human touch, that critical thinking to make sense of it all.
Totally. And that human element, it's a big part of their approach to data privacy too.
Makes sense. So how do they make sure client data is protected when they're using these AI tools?
Well, it all starts with being open and honest. They make sure their clients know exactly how their data will be used, what safeguards are in place, you know, everything is up front.
So it's a tailored approach, depending on the client and the project.
Yeah. And they have other safeguards, too. Like, they get rid of any personally identifiable information before it even goes to the AI. Names, email addresses, all that stuff is removed just in case.
An extra layer of protection.
And they're really picky about the technology they use. They have these secure business APIs, they're like encrypted channels, so the data is protected. And these APIs, they don't use the data to train their AI, so the client's information is safe.
So the data is always under lock and key.
Exactly. They're very careful about who can see it, where it's stored, how long it's kept.
Okay, so it seems like they're really on top of it, which is good to hear.
Mm.
As we wrap up here, what are some key takeaways you hope our listeners will walk away with today?
Well, I think Catalyst is a great example of how AI can be used not just to, like, speed things up, but to really change how we solve problems and make decisions. They're not just using AI for the sake of it. They're using it to be better at what they do.
And doing it responsibly, which is huge.
Absolutely. They get that AI isn't about replacing humans. It's about humans and AI working together.
So for everyone listening, here's something to think about. If Catalyst can do all this with AI, how could you use it in your own work? Something to consider. And that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for joining us.